Here's Jason Segel. Please welcome Walter. And please welcome Kermit the Frog.
All right, thank you very much. Wonderful.
I think everyone knows Miss Figgy. And Amy Adams. So we'll take a question right away. Please stand up and let us get a chance to get you the mic, though.
Hi, I would like to talk to Miss Piggy a little bit here.
Yes, of course you would.
I very much enjoyed your photo spread in InStyle magazine, and I wonder if you're going to do more of that. And how did you enjoy your couture wardrobe in this film?
Well, I just want to say I am sorry. I am sorry about that spread in InStyle. I am sorry to all the ladies who have lost their beaux, their husbands, to moi. Because people just instantly fall in love with moi when they see me in that spread, and I just want to apologize. But the couture that I wore in the movie, I loved it all. You know, I had a wonderful Zach Posen dress that I wore at the end. Yes. And, no, I'm not kidding. I had a wonderful wardrobe.
Maybe we should just...
You want to just let her go?
Yeah,
let her
keep going.
We were just saying what a wonderful answer that was, and thank you.
Stephen, we'll stand up, if you will, though.
Sure. Hi, Amy, is this your return since Enchanted to Disney singing and dancing and music? And if so, how did this come about? And to do this song that you and Miss Piggy sang, you don't get to do it as a duet the way Jason does with his song. You're on split screen. Was this because of someone's diva demands?
And not mine.
Finally, last night on the Tonight Show, Miss Piggy, you were there with Mickey Rourke, who seemed to be very friendly with your front
breast.
Yeah,
I think he was a little friendly. I understand.
Any comments?
Well,
I always defer to Piggy first if she wants to say anything.
No, I mean, you have to understand, the song is called Me Party. Okay, you can't really make a duet out of that.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay, but,
well said.
But it is also true that I didn't do any of the movie with any of these fine actors here. I did all my stuff.
Separately,
and sure. I was keyed in later in special. It's a special effect.
But to answer the first part, yeah, it's my first return. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It is my return to singing and dancing, and it was a lot of fun. And I got involved because Jason and Kermit sent me a DVD.
Yeah.
Pandering.
Yeah.
Singing to me and asking me to be in the film, and I started crying, and I think I knew I'd blown the deal. Like I was, I was definitely doing the movie.
But of course, the tears were different by the end of the film, for a different reason. But
in the second row here,
Miss Piggy, how does it feel to be back together with Kermit? I mean, what is your relationship status? I think all of our readers would really like to know that.
I'm sorry, could I...
You don't have to answer that.
I'm just wondering if I could have
a rebuttal after she's done.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
I know, well, just...
I was going to say how happy I am to be here seeing Kermit today, because I haven't seen him in such a long time. We've been
so
busy on the road promoting this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was just going to say how much I love him.
Yeah.
Well, that is what I was going to say.
That's wonderful, then.
You want to rebut that?
No, I just want to add my own little comments, and I just want to say that I'm thrilled always to perform with Miss Piggy. I think we make a great duo, and it's wonderful to be together here today, and pretty much any time we're together, and that's all I'm going to say.
So you guys are
I'm sorry?
So you guys aren't planning on getting back together?
We are together.
We are. We are. You can't get back together if you're already together.
Well, you can, but we'd have to separate and then come back again. And it's too hard to get out of the room,
sense.
So.
No.
Second row over here on the right.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak
with
you.
Good morning, sir.
My question is for Mr. the Frog.
Yes, thank you. That's very formal. You can just call me Kermit.
Oh, thank you, Kermit. I know as a former newsman yourself and reporter for Sesame Street News,
true.
I was curious your feelings about the press tour that you're on right now and the proceedings today. How does it feel to be on the other side?
Well, that's unusual. It's unusual for me to be on a stage answering questions from such a distinguished bunch. But, you know, I mean, it's fun, right? We got this great rock star room upstairs, you know, with a view and lots of cookies.
Yeah, so. I can't wait till after the press conference for us to, so we can trash it.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Who is that? In Hollywood, right?
That part's kind of fun.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's Walter.
That's Walter.
That's Walter.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Piggy.
He's kind of cute.
In the front row here.
It's a question for Jason. Can you talk about growing up with the Muppets and were they your friends as a child? And also, are you thinking of doing a sequel, maybe take you into London?
Ooh.
Oh.
London?
That's a good idea.
To London?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. I still have my passport.
Fantastic.
I have my British driver's license still. So.
I grew up with the Muppets. Like, when you're a kid, Muppets are sort of the entryway into comedy. They lead into, like, harder comedy, like Monty Python and Saturday Night Live, but... Yeah, the Muppets sort of defined who I wanted to be as a comedian when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've told Kermit. He really was my idol. Kermit's like the original Tom Hanks when you're a kid.
Wow.
Or Jimmy Stewart or something. And
just shorter and greener.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
So I sort of modeled my career after Kermit and the rest of the Muppets.
That's very sweet. I have heard you say that, but I it's a very nice thing for you to say.
No.
It's a little scary, but it's very nice.
Yeah. Front row on the right.
I'm superstitious about talking about a sequel until this one comes out, but I know, the goal was to set the stage for the Muppets to take the torch and do a million more movies and TV shows, so hopefully we've accomplished that.
And we have to be very careful when we get the torch.
That's right.
You know.
Would you stand up, please? Thank you.
Hi, my question, actually I have a two-part question. One's for Jason and Amy, and the other one's for Walter, basically.
Oh,
great. Wanted to ask... Jason and me about doing the big finale on Hollywood Boulevard. What was that like for you? Mm. And for Walter, wanted to ask you, how did you find your talent for whistling?
Mm. Well, the dance number came very naturally. You can see by my body, I'm made for dancing.
Yeah.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, I'm very lithe and agile, and I was happy to be able to help Amy to sort of get her footing.
I really needed Jason. He was. We actually learned that dance in about an hour on the same day we shot it. So
wow.
I'm telling you, Jason is actually much more talented than he gives himself credit for. Well, he's actually a very, very good dancer. And to partner, I mean, he was quite a natural, I have to say.
You were afraid of
him. He only broke
a
couple ribs, and he didn't drop me, but he did, I think, lift my skirt up on accident once. That was accident. That was embarrassing.
Sure. Right.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was actually a really special night for me,
it
too.
Was.
We filmed that the night of my birthday.
All right.
And the Hollywood Boulevard was filled with thousands of extras. And I walked out, and all of the Muppets sang me happy birthday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which was like the greatest moment of my life. It was fantastic.
Aww.
That was my 31st birthday. Oh. Yeah. I know I look younger, but...
Front corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whistling thing?
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I love, you know, in addition to the Muppets, I loved the old Andy Griffith show.
Mm.
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah, it was always a childhood goal to try to, you know, whistle that catchy theme. And a lot of times I get mistaken for a tea kettle when I was first learning.
I think of you more as a muffin myself, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, the worst thing that happened growing up, someone mistook me for a piñata.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Not good. Hmm.
Did they get any candy out of you?
Well, actually, it was just after Halloween, and I had just had a bag full, so yes.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oh.
Yeah.
TMI, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Kermit.
That was disgusting.
Go ahead.
Well, you asked the question.
Just want to say to Amy, you are to Disney now what Annette Funicello was back in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, thank you.
Truly
thank
amazing.
You.
But for Walter, How does it feel to be so embraced and welcomed by the Muppets?
Well, how else could it feel? It's unbelievable. You know, I keep pinching myself. I have bruises to prove it. You know, this sort of thing doesn't happen every day, certainly not to me. And it's just been overwhelming and a real dream come true.
We're a pretty easy bunch to come into, you know. We're pretty accepting.
Yeah, really.
Pretty accepting.
Relatively. Most of them.
Mostly accepting. Yeah.
Not much at all, really.
Over here on the right.
Hello.
Hello.
For Walter, what was it like working just with the Muppets in general, being on the stage, the Muppet Show, and for Mr. the Frog or Kermit?
Kermit.
Yeah.
I am being naked in front of you. You can call me what you like.
That's right.
Figuratively and literally.
Since the fundraiser is done with, are you inspired to do more of the Muppet Show in the future?
You go first.
Yeah, well, I guess you're asking about the Muppet Show in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, oh my gosh, what an experience that was. You know, they recreated the whole Muppet Theater, and it was kind of mind-blowing, really. You know, it brought tears to my eyes. Walking in the first day, seeing the set, it was just remarkable.
Yeah, and I believe that Muppet Show theme song was the first time it had been recorded in 30 years?
Oh, probably,
something like that?
Yeah.
So it was really kind of inspiring for all of us. I think everyone got choked up.
Yeah. Some because of the quality of that set, I think, was the choking up. But we had a wonderful time, and you know, it certainly feels like now. We should probably put the question to all of you, if you think it's a reasonable time for something like the Muppet Show to come back. I think that would be fun. That would be fun after all these years, you know. But I hope if it happens, we really do it with our little red curtains and our little theater. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but that all depends on what you write about the movie. So
so be kind.
Be nice.
Yes. Yes.
In the front row here.
Hi. This is actually for Jason and Miss Piggy. As a writer, how did you conceptualize the storyline, or what was your inspiration? And when you got to Miss Piggy's part, how difficult was it to carry through, or was she the editor of her part, and how often did you have to send rewrites to her?
Well, I'll start with the first part of the question, because the second part is very delicate, frankly.
Yeah. Really?
We tend to get into trouble when I answer this question. Coming up with the idea of the movie was actually fairly simple. What do the Muppets do best? They put on a show. You know, so I knew ultimately the movie was going to be about putting on a show. That's the real spirit of the Muppets. They always had a great villain, so we thought of Tex Richmond, the evil oil baron, and then once Chris Cooper came into our mind, it was very simple. And then what occurred to me was that it's been 12 years since the Muppets were last on the big screen, and I wanted to acknowledge that this movie was bringing them back to the forefront of comedy. Where they belong, because they should have been making movies this whole time, grand, big dance movies, song and dance numbers, like the old MGM-style musicals. So it was about getting the Muppets back together, sort of as a metaphor of getting back onto the big screen where they belong. As for Piggy's part, she wanted it bigger, I'm not going to lie to you, and she wanted a very strange credit sequence where we would all be introduced, and then it would say, "and Miss Piggy," but then that would just stay on throughout the entire movie.
Yeah.
Which
I
thought was
really
peculiar.
I saw nothing wrong with that. but yes, well, you know what? I did not demand any rewrites, though. I want to go on the record for that. But that's probably just because I didn't really read the script.
Yeah. She would just say what she wanted.
I just show up to set and, you know, people say their lines, and then I say whatever comes into my head.
Yeah, so the rewrites were basically around Piggy's improvisation. So.
Yes. Well, yeah. I thought it turned out good, though.
Yes. In the center on the right.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good.
For Miss Piggy and for Kermit, for Miss Piggy, I was wondering, after the long days on set, what do you do to maintain your flawless appearance, and what sort of beauty tips could you share? Mm-hmm. And then for Kermit... After all this time, has it gotten any easier being green?
Well, I'll think about that while you answer.
Yes, well...
and your answer may have some bearing on that answer, so... Yeah.
I've never really had a problem with aging. You know, pigs don't really get wrinkles. It's the truth is that, you know, that stuff they inject into your face, into your lips?
It's called Botox.
No, not that stuff.
Oh, not that. Oh.
Collagen?
Restylane. Restylane.
Oh, Restylane.
That stuff comes from my people.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
They get that from pigs, you know?
You might want to try nitrates and nitrites, too. But for me, I think you'll get that on the way home.
Yeah. That's a ham joke, right?
No, definitely not. No, nothing like that.
Okay.
I you know, when I first sung that song about being green years ago, it was about being comfortable in your own skin. And I think it might have helped that a little bit. And I think we all are more comfortable there. Mm-hmm. Now it's sort of the battle cry of the environmental movement, which is fine because I'm quite low on the food chain and very close to that environment we're trying to take care of. So that's getting a little easier, too. It'll be interesting to see what that becomes the saying for next, you know.
Mm. Oh, being green.
Yeah.
You were green before it was hip.
I was.
You were hop before it was hip hop.
That's right. I'm much better on the hop than the hip, by the way.
Alan in the back.
I have a question for Jason and Amy, but actually that previous question suggested one that I wanted to also ask Kermit and Miss Piggy, because it has been many years since we've seen you, and the years have been kind. As somebody who's grown quite gray in those 12 years, I look at you and I don't want to imply that you've had some work done, so perhaps you can quash any rumors that are there. And for Jason and Amy, it struck me that Gary and Mary, who are not married, went on vacation and stayed in the same motel room in a Disney film.
Separate beds.
Separate beds.
Separate beds. But I thought Walter needed a place, too.
Walter was our chaperone. Walter always makes sure nothing is going to happen.
That's right.
Make me wonder if this is breaking new ground for a Disney film.
Wow.
I like that. I like that question much better than your first one. But I think with Kermit,
you see, he doesn't have any hair. It can't really turn gray.
If I turn gray all over, that's a whole different story.
Wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
He'd probably be in some classroom somewhere.
Piggy, I think you have to come clean. I think you've been put on the spot. What? We could avoid the question, but I think you should answer the question about whether or not you've had any so-called work done.
Why is perfect? Perfect in every way.
That's not answering the question, Piggy.
Well, let's just say I've gotten a little more perfect over the years.
Okay. I like that.
In the center on the right here.
Hi, this is for Jason. Of the older films, do you have a particular favorite or one that maybe inspired you more than others for kind of themes and things of that sort for this film?
Sure. Well, the first three are the ones that I grew up on. And I think there's something about them that's lodged in my brain and sense of humor somewhere.
You should have that looked at.
Yeah, I know. Really? The Muppet Movie, The Great Muppet Caper, and The Muppets Take Manhattan. And they each influenced it a little bit. I kind of borrowed one of my favorite jokes from The Great Muppet Caper in terms of, you know, Walter and I are brothers, and we don't really feel the need to explain it. Just like in that movie, they'd never explained that
That's
Kermit
true.
And Fozzie Bear were
That's
identical
true.
Twins. Yeah. I thought that was, like, growing up, I thought that was one of the funniest jokes I'd ever heard. And then, yeah, the idea of, you know, in Manhattan Melodies, you know, that they're putting on a show in The Muppets Take Manhattan. That was part of the putting on a show element. And then the meeting the gang along the way came very much from the original Muppet movie. So it really is sort of a mix and paying homage to those three films.
Yep. All the way here on the left.
Seeing you just brings a really nice smile.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm very excited about the time that this film is being released on the tip of the holidays. For all of you, what are your plans for this holiday season?
Oh, wow. Well, what about you, Walter? Where are you headed?
Well, I'm going to go out to the movie theater and watch The Muppets.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you guys.
Wait a second. Is that all you're going to do the whole time?
That's exactly what I'm going to do the whole time.
So you're like going to watch, go out, buy another ticket, go back in again?
You got that right, sir.
Sheesh.
I can't wait. Jason's coming
good.
With me.
That's right. And one of the good things about the Thanksgiving release is it's a great place to go with your entire family where you don't have to speak to each other.
It's true.
That's what I love most about the Thanksgiving release.
I always go back to the swamp.
You go back to the swamp? Sure. Well, who is that they fill with helium and send down the avenue in New York every Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, that's the bigger rubber version of me.
Oh.
Well, I don't think we should go any further with the bigger rubber
version of me. Yeah.
Sorry, we're not letting Amy even talk. Well, what are you doing?
That's all right. Yeah.
You have a beautiful child.
I do. I'm going to be spending it at home with her. Yeah, you guys are welcome to come over. I'm sure she'd love to see you again.
Are you going
to
cook?
Yes. Oh, that's a
yeah, I'm going to cook.
Wow. Yes.
Hey, children, a wonderful idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Here on the right.
What's that? Yeah, what are your plans?
Well, she's coming over to my house.
What's she doing now?
Right? Yeah.
Well, I would, dear, but I have to work.
You're working?
I have to keep promoting this thing.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be on a plane eating plane food.
Here on the right.
Hey, guys, how are you all?
We're good.
First, Miss Piggy, do you feel living in Paris has refined you any? And for Jason, being such a huge fan, we've heard how emotional everything was for you making the movie. Now that the release is any closer, what are the emotions now? And are you as nervous for people to see this as you were for people to see all of you and Sarah Marshall?
Sure.
Inspired by me.
I would like to say Kermit is the inspiration for the opening scene of Sarah Marshall.
Yeah,
I've never seen him in pants.
Full frontal naked.
That's right.
I would have loved to have lived in Paris for a while shooting this movie.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we shot everything on a Hollywood backlot. Except for the car shots. I think they actually took a car to Paris.
Yeah.
But they did not take moi.
No.
That was one of my tricks. Like, when I wrote Sarah Marshall, I made it take place in Hawaii. And when I wrote the Paris scenes, I'm like, yeah, free trip to Paris. And then they're like, no, we have Paris right here. And on the backlot, we're good.
Yeah.
So that was a bummer. But, yeah, I'm not so nervous about the movie coming out because everyone who's seen it seems to love it. I think what I'm more excited about is this thing is born in your brain, 5 years ago, and it stays in your brain for a while, and then it slowly moves to an editing room, and you're stuck there with 5 or 6 people watching it. And finally, it's going to get to sort of be born, and everyone's going to get to see it and enjoy it. And I'm just so proud of it. It's the thing I've done in my career that I'm most proud of, without a doubt. So.
It's nice that it worked out that way.
Often yeah, no time, kidding.
Either things stick in your brain and they become movies or they become tumors. So
yes.
Either way in our case.
This one worked out all right. Yeah.
The front row here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Hello.
This question is for the whole panel. Can you talk about getting a chance to revisit some of those great old songs like Rainbow Connection and Phenomenon, what that was like?
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I never stopped singing that song in the last 12 years since we did our last movie, but you sing
it so well, Kermit.
Well, thank you, Piggy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's wonderful to have the chance to sort of, reintroduce that particular song to our new younger audience. You know, I think it's still quite relevant. You guys think so?
Oh, absolutely.
I think Phenomena is as relevant today as it was back then.
Too.
I mean, talk about inspirational lyrics.
One of the important things about the movie and like the witch's brew that we had to try to balance was we wanted a fair amount of nostalgia for our generation who grew up with the Muppets, but we also had to acknowledge that there is a generation of kids who were just being introduced to the Muppets. And so if it had just been a nostalgia fest, it really wouldn't have meant anything to kids who didn't experience it the first go around. So we have a really healthy mix of old songs and then new songs written by Brett McKenzie that are... in my opinion, just right in the spirit of the Muppets. He really found the wheelhouse. In my opinion, Flight of the Conchords is very Muppety on its own. It's about two kind of wide-eyed innocents making their way through tough New York who are never mean to anyone. And it's very much how I feel about the Muppets. So it was a really good, it was a good union of styles.
Lupe.
Good morning. Great job, everybody. You had some great cameos. I want to know if there was anyone who couldn't partake in the movie because of scheduling conflicts. And what was Chris Cooper's reaction when you said he was going to rap? And for the Muppets, was there any of the supporting Muppets that were trying to take the spotlight during the shooting?
I will say this. When Chris Cooper started rapping and dancing, I privately thought to myself, wow, I've really tricked everyone. Do you know what I mean? It was just, first of all, I'm working with the Muppets. We're making the new Muppet movie. I got an Academy Award-winning villains rapping and dancing. It just seemed like this is the craziest thing that's ever happened.
But yeah, go ahead. You can take this one, guys.
Well, I think you'd have to call him kind of a method actor on set.
Yes.
He scared the bejeebus out of me.
Yeah. He never quite broke character between takes. So
he's not evil or mean. Yeah. But he is scary in real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can be. Yeah.
Any supporting Muppets trying to take the spotlight?
Always. We encourage that. You don't. But ever since the Muppet Show days, it's always been about us trying to upstage each other. So. Yeah. We encourage that, yeah.
One of the fun things about the Muppets, I find, just as a fan, is that it feels like this controlled chaos that could bubble over at any minute. And that's the fun part of it. Crazy Harry's blowing things up all the time.
Didn't Crazy Harry actually try to steal the spotlight? I mean, like, literally?
Literally.
Steal
yes,
the spotlight.
He did.
took the spotlight.
Yeah, I think it was missing the last day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually had to come out of the budget a bit.
Yep. Over here in the center.
I got one for Piggy. You and Kermit have been together for a while now. What advice do you have for finding and keeping a good guy?
Well, implanting one of those GPS chips under his skin. That's a really good way of keeping track of him.
In a place that the guy can't find or reach. Stop here.
And this is our last question, I'm afraid, here on the right.
For Kermit and Miss Piggy, I was just wondering, how is working on this film different than working in the past on the television shows and other movies? And for Walter and Jason and Amy, what did you take away from this experience that was different from other movies that you've worked on?
How is it different? Well, it's a new year. Yes. There was new food. It was wonderful. I mean, one of the great things about the work we've done over the years is that we get to work with wonderful celebrities. And this time it was Jason and Amy and Chris and all those folks. And I always cherish those experiences. That's what moves us forward. That's the stuff we look back on as we move forward. And Walter's with us now. And I hope our fans like what we have out there.
Yeah, for me, it was actually my first experience. I'm hoping the first of many more. And I was just really amazed by the professionalism and just how incredibly crafted this whole, just speaking of the film as a piece of art, it's just so deliberate and crafted and gone over with a fine-tooth comb. And I think that speaks to the professionalism of everybody that worked on it, and Jason and Amy.
Yeah, save it for the Academy.
Did I just get played off?
No, you're good.
Thanks, everybody, and thank you, cast.
Wait.
Yeah, let them answer that question, too, of course.
You want to go first?
No, you go.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you. you really can go first. Good. It's okay. For me, I think it was my first family film that I did after having a daughter, and it was really, really cool to work with the Muppets. They were a big part of my childhood, so every day was sort of me reliving my childhood while I had a child, and that was really, really cool and really special, and it's just going to be it's going to be fun to introduce her to these guys and to know that I have a relationship with them, and I'm just excited. I'm excited that she has a film that she can watch as well.
So.
We were singing songs from Rocky Horror Picture Show between takes. I mean,
we
it was
were.
Wonderful.
We had a, I had a blast with these guys. Yeah. They're amazing.
I can't wait for the next movie to have the same experience as Amy. What do you think, Amy?
I think that would be just wonderful. Yes. We'll work on that.
For me, it was like, there's a lot of reasons to choose what movie you're going to do next, and nothing can ever beat doing something that you love. That was the lesson I took away from it. I was working with my childhood idols and with, I think, the best actress of our generation. And with Chris Cooper and these amazing cameos, and it every day was a joy. So that's what I took away from it.
Yeah. We hope you guys like it. We really do.
Yes.
It means a lot to us.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, cast.
Thank you.
Thank you.